In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy, I think if we sit back and take a look at this thing for the Browns, though there's an issue now with the health of the offensive line and all, think about it. Right now, if you had to, okay, if you had to play a regular season game, you've got a healthy quarterback.
Okay.
You have a healthy offensive line except for left tackle. I'm going to, because DeJuan Jones has played, I'm going to put him at right tackle. And we're going to have Betonio and Posick and Teller and DeJuan Jones.
Okay, so you Conklin's out in your world, okay?
Well, I'm just going with the guys who have played right now, okay? Jack hasn't played yet. Jedrick Wills hasn't played. Jermaine Ifedi has played. He's going to start at left tackle. If we're playing a regular game, you know, like tomorrow, your wide receiving crew is good to go. Your top four guys are there. Right?
And top five.
Five, six, seven, eight, if you want. You're healthy at wide receiver. You're healthy at tight end. Other than Nick Chubb, you're healthy at running back. I mean, you can go play right now.
And people are kind of questioning that right now. They're wondering if he might be back early.
The only issue
I don't
you
think
have
he's
is,
back for the first four games, but you know what? I would never put anything past Nick Chubb. If he's back, I'd be ecstatic.
I hope he's not. I just don't want to push him.
If he's ready to play and he's healthy, I hope he's back.
Yeah, okay. And I get that. I get that. I just don't want to push him. If you had to play a game tomorrow, you actually could. Sure. With all of your starters, and I'm going to say DeJuan Jones is a starter because he was at the end of last year.
Okay.
All of your starters except left tackle and running back.
Okay.
But Jerome Ford started most of the year last year, then he'd be good to go. So though there's an issue, and your offensive line depth would be an issue, clearly, but you can deal with that.
Who's your third running back right now, by the way? Is it Strong or is it Foreman?
It's Pierre Strong. I would think Deontay Foreman is going to be a significant member of this backfield.
So you're keeping four?
Right now?
Well, if Nick comes back.
I would think you're not going to cut Deontay Foreman.
I don't think so
either. I would think you're not going to cut Pierre Strong. And I would think you're definitely keeping Jerome Ford. I would think that's the case.
Yeah, I want to see how that. I think this the Foreman Strong.
Foreman looked good the other day.
Yeah, I think that's a battle. I think that's probably been one of the best battles that we've seen in camp. I mean, not that. I mean, Foreman had a touchdown, which kind of made him jump off the page a little bit. But
well,
the numbers
weren't
exactly.
He looked great in the receiving game and not good in the running game. The Browns' running game has been putrid in the first two preseason games. And I think a lot of it is because you haven't been playing your starting offensive line for the most part. And you know they're barely moving the football. It was 10 carries, 18 yards for Foreman. And when they were on the one-yard line, he got the ball two straight plays, Andy. He was hit behind the line of scrimmage twice. First time they brought him down. Second time he fought his way out of the tackle and got into the end zone for the touchdown. The offensive line play has been atrocious. I mean, they just can't run the ball. But you haven't had your guys out there.
I don't feel like I've seen anything. I don't feel like I don't feel like I've watched the offense play.
Well, we haven't seen Ken Dorsey's offense.
It's been blah at best.
Absolutely.
I do want to see these guys play, but I just not at the expense of getting hurt. And I know other teams are doing with it. I mean, I'm kind of getting. I mean, this is kind of dog day stuff too. Like we're talking about. Whether you play guys or not in a preseason game, just get me to the season. Just get us all. I think the commissioner wants that. I think everybody wants that. Come in, get your work done, and let's start the regular season.
What do you make of a guy like Andy Reid playing his starters in the preseason?
I think he's fearless. And, you know, like somebody said, what's their first month record since Andy Reid's been there? Like, somebody was talking about that this morning on the morning show, and I was just like, they're very good. They're ready to play when the season starts. I think that, you know, that's the old school mentality when these guys had to have jobs in the offseason, though, too. Like, well, you got to play these guys in the preseason to get them ready for the regular season so they know how to tackle and they know how to block and that things are normal. Now these guys should be doing it all year long to a point where they're allowed to be there and, you know, mandatory and what's not mandatory, voluntary, all that stuff. But something has got to change with the preseason stuff because it's just you go out there, you watch what you think is your team, and it's never really your team. It is amazing to me how when the first game of the season rolls around, the team you've been watching for at least three games now doesn't look anything like what you saw in the preseason. That is a fact. You all know it. That's the way it looks in the beginning of the year. And you're like, oh, yeah, this is what I was waiting for. Okay, oh, I'm glad we're here now.
The one thing about what's going on in the preseason, if you want to try and translate it to the regular season, to me is this. In this division where you had everybody with a winning record, you cannot start slow. And you have Dallas. You have a Jacksonville team on the road that I think is pretty decent football team. A Giants team that hasn't been really good, but I'm not counting them out. You're in Vegas. You're in Washington. You're in Philadelphia. Man, you start slow, you're gonna be in trouble. And I just don't think they can do that. And then after that stretch of road games, you come home against Cincinnati, Baltimore, and the Chargers.
Yeah, but isn't it weird you don't see one AFC North team until week seven?
Well, it's okay. But, last year we saw a bunch early, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
But you just can't start slow. And to me, I wonder, okay, Kevin, you've done a great job. You've been coach of the year twice. I'm going to trust him on this. But makes me wonder, are you ready to walk out on the football field and take on the Dallas Cowboys in week one? Are you? Because that's a game. Dallas is a pretty good team. You know, I know they've been disappointing to Dallas fans, but they're still a pretty talented team. Are you ready to take them on in week one? Because that's a game. It's a home game against a team, Andy, that is not gangbusters. That's a team you're supposed to win, a game you're supposed to win, I think, if you're the Browns. That's a game you're supposed to win. And if your team comes out flat because you didn't play guys in the preseason, well, okay, was that smart?
I think it's shame on the coaching staff because you shouldn't come out flat. I don't care if you play in games or not. Your practices should keep you enough to not come out in the beginning of the season to be flat. You shouldn't be. There's no excuse for an NFL team to be flat in the beginning of the season.
I agree with that.
If they're not ready, that's 100% on the coaching staff. 100%.
I would agree with that.
All right. With two preseason games, we all know that the numbers are made up and all of that kind of stuff. But a couple things, and I just want to throw a couple things out to you to get your thoughts on it. Let me know if this is a thing or if it's like, eh. So, you know, yeah, this is something worth paying attention to or, eh. All right? Okay. We're ready for this?
Yep. Yes.
So, right now, in two games, the Cleveland Browns have had 56 rushing yards against Green Bay and 56 rushing yards against the Minnesota Vikings. So, two games in a row, you have had 56 rushing yards. Is that something to keep an eye on, or is that, eh? Andy, what do you think?
Eh, your offensive line isn't your offensive line. You're still playing against twos and threes for most of the game. Let's face it, the guys that you're using at running back aren't Nick Chubb. I don't know if Nick Chubb's going to be Nick Chubb, so I'm not going to worry about it. Can you hold on to the ball and not fumble the ball in the preseason? Good enough. Can you get in the end zone after you got touched in the backfield by trying to get in like Deonta Foreman did? Yep. So they're doing the job they need to do. I'm totally not worried about any of that.
The only thing that sticks in my head is this. It's not that they had only 56 yards rushing. It's that they averaged 2.7 yards per carry against Green Bay and 2.4 against Minnesota.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the only thing that concerns me.
I'll give you the old cliche. Defenses are always ahead of offensive in the preseason.
Okay, fine.
Well, I'm glad you pointed to that, Andy, because if we look at the other direction of that, the Packers ran for 155 yards at a 4.6 yards per rush.
Oops.
And then the Vikings ran for 113 yards at a 4.2 yards per rush. So, Andy, is this something you're worried about or?
Nah.
You ready?
They didn't start their guys, Andy.
Hang on. Go to Jeff first, and I'll give you my
good.
Mr. Phelps, is this concerning?
No, because the defenses looked really basic, and they're not playing guys either. The thing that just I can't get out of my head is, okay, you're not playing guys. Are they going to be able to turn it on against Dallas?
Ready? No Newsom, no Thornhill. You want me to keep going? No JOK, no Delpit, no McLeod, no Ward.
Miles.
Only one of those guys MJ, that you pointed out has to really do with the run. Maybe two.
Martin Emerson, Ronnie Hickman, no. DeAnthony Bell, no. Watson, no.
Really focusing in on the safeties.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. Tony Fields. I'm giving you linebackers, too, that didn't play. Double O didn't play.
There you go. Now you're cooking with
Jordan
gas.
Hicks didn't play. What more do you want? Jed Wills? Well, no, that's offense. Sorry.
Nice job.
Who else do you want? Jefferson didn't play.
We're good.
You've made your point.
Hurst, you've made your point.
Wright, Tomlinson, Garrett,
your first grade
Smith.
Teacher is very proud.
Yeah, okay.
Look at Andy go.
I could have just read the last four names, and I could have been just as good. Wright, Tomlinson, Garrett, Smith. Boom. That's all you need to know.
There you go. Sometimes you start at the bottom of the list and work your way back.
All right, but I was a B. I sat in the front of the class. I wasn't one of the, the Z's at the other
side. Just some of those things that you're looking at. Penalties. 4 for 40 off of the Vikings game. 4 for 25 off of the Packers game. Is that something you're looking at?
You're giving me all this stuff, and I want to say, you know what? That's an important thing. And then I keep going back to it's a preseason game, and they didn't play their starters.
But more than anything, you're right. I'm trying to look for like a philosophy that's taking place in here, and something that I can point to.
Let me give you the philosophy.
We're trying to find it, and it's not there.
That's garbage football. Can we be honest? It's just garbage football.
Well, I think the rushing stuff is a little interesting.
We're watching third and fourth. No, it's not, because you're not looking at your offensive line. And you're running your third and fourth, if you're in a good scenario with Nick back, that you're running your third and fourth running backs. That's where you are.
But for years,
it's all garbage.
We've been able to grab five human beings and throw them up front and then stick any running back you can think of behind there. And they've ran for positive yardage and looked okay in preseason.
How many times in the preseason, though, do you get one guy that rips off a gigantic run and it skews all the numbers, too?
I mean, John Kelly was a preseason MVP because they would just run in behind whomever they could find. Now this year, it's seeming like it's getting slightly bottled up. So that's one of those, like, I'm going to circle that one. I'm not hand waving that.
I'll be honest, I don't care, but if they come out flat week one, I'll blame the coaching staff.
Beautiful.
That'll be fun.
Congratulations, you've become an official fan of the team.
That'll be fun.
Thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots
of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the Free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.